And we are back, that time of the week where we throw a car review in, so a little drive radio slash rush to reason segment. And lately, Richard drove a 2026 RAV4 Limited Hybrid all-wheel drive, which I know that's a mouthful, but great car, by the way. I got several things that I want to talk about it. That car retails out at $46,885. So, you know, RAV4s, and by the way, just as a side note, and you've driven these before, Richard, they're not as small of an SUV as what they once were. They've grown over time. When RAV4 first came out, they were actually fairly small. It was really kind of a small SUV, I guess you could say, entry level. It would be the way to say that, Richard. Over time, they have grown, and I would call this, and maybe I'm wrong, and you can tell me if I am, but I would call this a midsize SUV. What are your thoughts?
You quite literally took the words out of my mouth. I was just going to say this is a great midsize SUV where you're not fitting five full-size people in it, Dad, but I think you're comfortably fitting four average-size adults in it. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's got plenty of room on the inside. It's a new, bold design is what they're saying. That's what Toyota even says, and I can't say that I disagree with that. It's a little bit Subaru-ish. Sorry, Toyota, but it's got a little bit of a Subaru flair to it. I know there's some partnership there between Toyota and Subaru. They do some things back and forth, and this thing kind of has a little bit of a, I don't know how to say this, Richard, a little bit of a Forester look to it, maybe, and a little bit larger in that regard. Again, to your point, can four, you know, nice full-size adults fit in this car and have plenty of room for gear and storage and everything else? And by the way, these start at $31,900. The full-bore hybrid version that we drove limited was the larger price at $46,000. But even at $46,000, Richard, not a bad buy for what I would consider to be a nice-size SUV.
Well, absolutely, Dad, and you're going to get into the benefit of it with this. Is I believe it's these RAV4s are a hybrid.
This one I drove was the limited hybrid, and so great on fuel economy. I mean, I drove it for an entire week and didn't even use a half a tank of gas.
And you drive more than most.
I do.
I can attest to this, and you can as well, and that's one of the benefits that you get of it, Dad, right? And I think, to be honest with you, I think in most cases, people are going to be pleasantly surprised, and they're going to be pleasantly surprised at the performance of it, Dad. And like you, and I know you'll kind of get into the specifics of it, but it's just a very utilitarian-driven vehicle. And again, I did not get into this new one. You had it for the full week this time around, but just from what I know of this vehicle, it's usable, right? That's probably the best way to say it. And they encourage you to use this SUV for that purpose.
Yeah, no, and you're exactly right on all of that. Now, really quick, so positives are great, great fuel economy, all of that works well. The drivability is great. How well it runs is, you know, it's fabulous. That part works great. Sound quality on the inside, nice and quiet, no issues there. These are not complaints on my end. I like more of the rounded look. And if you're used to the old rounded look of the RAV4, that's not the new RAV4. It's got more sharp edges and more distinct lines, I guess you could say. The interior is a lot more, well, I'll just say it for what it is, Richard, boxy. Even the screen itself, even the steering wheel, yes, it's round, but everything on it is square, if you would. So they've really kind of taken a square dimension look, if you would, to the interior. Even the console lid is rectangular. So they've really, and the knobs and so on, I mean, a lot of things going on in the RAV4 make it look more square. And again, not saying that in a bad way, it's just a different look. And you're probably, if you've driven any of the RAV4s in the past, this is a different look than what they've had.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of looking at the pictures and stuff. I know exactly what you're talking about. It does, I kind of obviously, just from first glance, I kind of like the look, right? I kind of like that more, you know, squared look, which is what they're doing with a lot of their vehicles, Dad, right? Look at the redesign of the 4Runner. Look at the redesign of the Sequoia, you know, their trucks.
That's right.
And you and I kind of talked about this. Toyota is sort of bringing together their platforms, and there's some differentiation for sure. But it also, I think, makes them, you know, parts maybe more readily available. I know the screens are kind of becoming very similar.
True.
The buttons, the shift knobs, things like that. And what's nice, that is if you get in one Toyota, you can get in another Toyota and not be thrown off by different locations of buttons or features or things of that nature. So I will say that might be a benefit. But like you say, I think you're going to either like the look or you're just not going to be a fan of it. And that's not saying it's bad, just kind of a fact.
It's just a different look. Again, not trying to steer anybody away. This is strictly a design preference, I guess you could say, at the end of the day. Same thing with the interior, so I'm not trying to take anything away from it. Functionality-wise, I'll just say that as far as the, you know, the way the back hatch works and being able to open it with your foot and all the different things that a lot of these things now have make the car very easy to own, drive, operate, and so on. It's just a matter, you're going to kind of find people either love the look of it or they're going to maybe not love, not, I hate's not the right word, but you're going to really love the look or you're not going to love the look. And again, it's got more of a boxy look and feel to it, where in the past RAV4s have been more rounded. But you're right, that's the direction things have headed. The designers have gone that way, not saying any of that in a bad way. Again, 46,885, that's the new RAV4 limited hybrid all-wheel drive 2026 version. You can go check that out at your local Toyota dealer. Let them know that John and Richard Rush, both from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason, sent you. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.